beautiful people, and welcome to this week's episode of 10 Word Recommend. It is me, it is I, your girl Tolly T.
And it is me, it is I, Gina.
Hello, 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 Gina. How are you?
I am doing really well.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not convincing, but sure.
No, I know. I'm doing really great. How are you?
I am also here. I'm alive. You know, those are the important things.
You're not trying to lie.
Do you know what? Okay, so for the longest time, it was the polite thing to do is to lie when someone says, how are you, right? Everyone, you go through your whole life, like, yeah, I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Like, it could be a stranger. Oh, how are you? Yeah, I'm not really good. But I don't want conversation afterwards.
Yeah.
I just want to say that. And I'll tell you the levels of which I'm not really good is today I was coming at the station and do you know when someone's right behind your back? And I was like, this woman's really pissing me off. And there were so many other gates that she could have gone through, but she's just right behind my back. So I've gone to tap and something's happened. It didn't work. I didn't recognise it. And she's huffing and puffing. I was like, if you don't get the fuck away from me.
Is that what you said? Talani.
I was just so angry.
Oh, God.
But I had my AirPods on, and so they're noise cancelling. So I didn't realise I shouted it. So that the whole station had just like looked at me, and I just walked and went to get coffee and just kind of walked. And I was like, no, I don't care. I am not going to make to feel bad about this, because why are you right behind my back?
It's not necessary.
Be kind. You know what people go through?
Not the bigger. Hashtag be kind.
After I told her to get the fuck away from me.
Do you know what? The noise cancelling headphones, they're up sometimes.
I
get so disorientated when I have it. I'm like, suddenly I can't see as well when I have them, what I have to take them out if I want to look.
I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually don't like it. I like to hear noise in the background. But also, I am convinced that noise and sight are linked.
I think they are too.
No one can tell me difference.
Like, you know when you're parking or you're trying to do a really hard parking space and you have to turn the music down?
Yeah, all the time.
I'm like, I can't see.
All the time. If I'm lost, I turn the music down. I'm just like, yeah, I just need to figure out where I am. I just feel disorientated.
Yeah.
And I'm also sure there is a link between loud music, not to stereotype, particularly rap music, and myself, and getting speed tickets. I swear to God, anytime I'm over, like, driving and going a bit fast, it's because I'm listening to some gangster rap shit. And I'm just like, in my mind, I'm like, I am that bitch.
Yeah.
And because I have dreams of being a gangster bitch, genuinely, and I've had this from young. When I was about, like, 10, I used to really want to be a member of the Rough Riders.
Oh, really?
So badly. Like, with all of my heart.
Why?
I was so jealous of EVE.
Do you know what, though? I get that.
Oh,
I get that.
My God. I was like, she gets to be this, like, woman surrounded by, like,
yeah.
And I was like, I want to be a part of the Rough Riders. I knew all the anthem. Stop. Drop. Stop. Oh. Oh. It's the Rough Riders. DMX, RIP. But genuinely, that's what I wanted to be when I was older, younger.
Do you remember Eve's TV show?
Of course I do.
It was amazing.
Of course I do. I interviewed Eve, right?
Did you?
Yes. And I asked her the important questions. And the important question was, Eve, why are you called Eve?
Yeah.
The show called Eve.
Yeah.
But the main character was called Shirley.
Exactly. That didn't make any sense.
The theme song even went, Eve, how you do that? Yeah, the character. Nobody on the show was called Eve.
Yeah.
And I said, why was that, Eve?
What did she say? What did Eve say?
Her answer was, it's because as Eve, she was very popular.
Mm.
So that's what sold it. But then still, why not call the character
any fucking sense?
Eve.
I'm not going to lie, Eve, that answer's dead.
I don't think she knew why. I think she was also very confused as to why that happens.
That answer don't
but
make
like,
no sense.
But like, stranger things have happened.
Your best one yet.
Oh,
your best one yet. Your
Shit.
Best segue yet.
I am amazed with myself. I can't actually fucking believe how good that was. You guys don't need to give me the credit. I will give it to myself. I am
Stranger
a G at this thing.
It's almost as if you're a podcast extraordinaire.
Almost as if I do this all the time. Strange Stranger Things is out on Netflix. It's a big one.
It's a bit, listen, right, let me tell you something. Not only is it Stranger Things Day, an important day in history for Stranger Things fans everywhere because they've been waiting like 2 years for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge day for Netflix employees.
Yes, I can imagine.
Oh,
wait,
my
what
God.
Is the vibe in the office knowing that one of the big ones is back out?
So excited. So excited. Especially because I work on the social channels. And so, like, it's just everything we post about Stranger Things gets so much engagement. The fans are so hungry for anything. So it just makes the job so easy and nice. Anything we post, hundreds of thousands of likes, views, everything is great. I love it.
Okay, what was the tweet that went out when this was coming back? Ooh. When the world knew, was there like a cryptic number 11?
Yeah, to be honest, there's been loads of like little, because it was such a long period of time from the last season, there have been loads of little things that have happened like leading up to it.
Yeah.
And like little videos that have gone out and stuff. Because like basically, there was a big question, because at the end of the last season, season 3, the big question was, is Hopper dead?
Okay.
And so there have been little things teasing, you know, what is the answer to that question? There's been loads of theories. And everything that they post usually in the copy is always with the text upside down, because obviously the upside down is
a huge upside down world. Okay.
It is a big day. It's a great day to work on the Netflix UK social channels. Everything we post is going to bang. Can't wait to get loads of followers. Everybody can follow at Netflix UK on Twitter, Instagram, at Netflix on TikTok. Yeah, it's going to be good. So this was your first introduction.
I have been introduced into Stranger Things on season 4. That's my introduction.
Yeah. What I respect is that, you know, despite being a host extraordinaire of this podcast,
mm-hmm.
you managed to avoid Stranger Things for this long.
Yeah. I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah, I respect that. I respect that.
I've done that with so many shows that because everyone, and it's not because everyone talks about them, I just know what I like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not normally sci-fi or this kind of world that I'm just like dystopian and I don't understand it. It's an upside down world. Mm. And there's demons. I don't like demons. I love the Lord.
Yeah, I know that. I know this is something your mum would not approve
it's
of.
Not, yeah, for, and that's for, what it is. It's not my fault. Charlie. Blame my mum because she just made me just. And the thing is, I don't even mind scary films.
Mm.
It's just these kind of trickery ones. And like, okay, so my introduction to it.
Yes.
I don't really like scary things, especially scary things that fuck with kids.
Mm.
It freaks me out because I'm a little bit convinced that kids are wicked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
As much as they're joy and they're lovely and their parents love them.
They can be easily corrupted, though.
Exactly.
And that's the thing about...
Exactly.
Yeah, that
so
is the thing about
if the demon
it.
Was going to go anywhere... It would be a child.
And that's exactly what the demon did.
Exactly. And children look so loving and caring. And like, we have this innate need to look after kids.
Mm-hmm.
If I saw a little you on the road, I'd be like, oh my God, are you okay? What if the demon's inside the kid?
And
if
the demon is inside the kid.
If ever disguised as anything, it would be a child. Mm. Not that I'm giving demons tips.
Not the demons being 5 to 10 out of 10.
The demons are listening. Don't listen to my tips.
No, but that is true.
But we're a child.
Yeah, you're right. And I hadn't thought about that like that because that is literally the plot. Like, season 1, a kid called Will gets taken over by... Well, it's the demon in Stranger Things called a Demogorgon gets taken over by, like, the Demogorgon. Or, like, the Demogorgon is in him. Something mad is going on. And then, like, the second season, he's for everything. It's crazy. But, yeah, they go for the kids. It's very weird.
So the first 10 minutes, I was just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And, like, shit was popping off. I don't want to ruin anything because it just came out today.
It is very scary.
It is scary.
I think this is the scariest season yet for me. Like, everyone knows by now, I'm a scaredy cat. I had to pause a couple of times to take a couple of breathers. I was like, this is very stressful. It's very tense. Very tense.
It is very, very tense. But before not ever watching Stranger Things, I'd read the treatment for it.
Right.
So the treatment is what you get in order to get a show made. And luckily, the treatment of Stranger Things is on the internet. I don't know if it's the right... I just wanted to put it out there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on the internet, and it's, like, deemed as such a fucking great treatment.
Mm.
Like, everyone's just like, this is one of the best, you have to read it. So I kind of, like, read it through and things like that. And you can see the vibes that they were going for.
Yeah.
So it's very... Stranger Things, for me, is very... gave me the vibe of Stand By Me.
Mm. I've never heard of Stand By Me.
So I think it was a film out in the 80s or whatever, and it's about these four lads who go on a hike looking for... the corpse of a teenager who had died in a train, who got hit by a train.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can see that
parallel.
Yeah,
so it's just kind of like, it's in the 80s, is that vibe? And that's what I did like about it. I did like that I like shows that are in the 80s, mainly because of technology, lack of, and the imagined technology.
Yeah.
I think it's so sick to look back at like that era where it was just like, if it's all popping off and look at what we have now.
Yeah, that's so true.
And it's like what they thought we would have had.
Yeah.
Which is so different to what we have now as well.
Yeah, that's true. Because I swear in the 80s, people were saying that by now we'd have flying cars.
Yeah, like we'll be flying. Like we'll be doing all manner of things. And we're not. We're still walking.
Mm.
And I don't think we're ever going to fly. I don't think cars are ever going to fly either.
And it's interesting how like there are like even though it's set in the 80s, there's like a bit in it, and for some reason I just remember it where Eleven is writing to Will or Mike, I think it's Mike. Eleven is writing to Mike, and she's saying that Joyce has a new job, and her job is really great because she gets to work from home.
I saw the same
and
thing
I was like, this is so weird. Yeah. I was like, oh, that was very smart of them to have done it. Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh.
They're good writers. They're good writers.
I love when logic is put into something.
Yeah, they did the Duffy. Honestly, like...
Oh, that's clever.
I really respect the Duffy. So it's two brothers that wrote it.
Okay.
I really respect the Duffy brothers, but also...
Imagine the parents of those brothers.
Listen. Imagine, okay, I just can't, and I think I also felt this when we spoke to, like, Alice Osman for Heartstopper, like, when we've spoken to other people who have made... Imagine being the person... who gets to say that you wrote Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's
just
insane.
Imagine that. And now you have a whole cult of followers. Half of the Netflix office is a cult to Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Like, we love it. Like, that is mad to me.
And that's yours.
Yeah.
Like, it's your idea. You wrote it. You watched it get made and it's yours.
I can't get over it. Like, also, the other thing that really... And I actually love this about shows, although it does freak me out because I feel really old because you don't realise when you're getting older. Is that in season one, the kids were really, like, they were tiny.
Okay, I was going to ask that as well, because how the fuck does that work? Kids are going to grow.
Yeah.
How do you base a show on kids who are going to have a lifespan and get and grow and grow titties and, like, look more mature and not look as innocent? What happens?
Mainly they have to shave, don't they? I think that's that.
Do you just have to keep them looking younger?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And there are ways to do that, like... for example, if they go gym and they can't, like, be going to gym. I'm not saying they did this for Stranger Things, but... if they go gym a lot, they have to like, stop going to the gym because they have to look more like a boy,
of course,
shave, that kind of thing. Obviously, with girls, I feel like you can like change the haircut or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, it is very clear that they've got... And also, the time in the TV show is a lot slower than time in real life because obviously it's 2 years to write for the next season.
But in two years, your body changes a lot in 2 years.
And I think it's smart to have done it at the age where it's like puberty is really ravaging them because they were little babies in season one. And now, like the difference between then and now is mad.
But also, what a gig to secure.
Listen, for life.
Because that is a for lifer.
That is a for lifer.
That's like a role in EastEnders.
Even when it's ended, you'll be forever.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Like, that is such a gig
that's
to
like the
secure.
Harry Potter
to
kids.
Be like, yeah, exactly.
Jill.
I could have been a Harry Potter kid. Have I told this story to you guys before?
No.
I'm going to tell it now. So, during like, when Harry Potter was filming, we're going around schools looking for kids, innit, to be in the film. I'm not saying I had a big role. I was meant to be in Harry Potter. And then the week before film, loads of kids got time off school. I called the head of Year One and got suspended.
Oh my goodness.
Then,
you see now.
So then wasn't allowed to be in Harry Potter because obviously I was naughty.
Why did you call him a wanker? You were so naughty in school.
I wasn't naughty. I was just lippy.
Mm.
I was just really, really lippy. Do you remember in school when people used to... Do you remember the burgers? You used to get a yellow one, a red one, and a green one.
Yeah.
The yellow one was chicken, the red one was me, and then the green one was veggie. They used to be wrapped in the yellow things. People used to steal that all the time. I don't know why. I think it was just too still for fun of it. And I was holding mine, and I was going to go pay it, and I think he accused me of stealing it. And I was like, no, I wasn't going to steal it. Like, what's your problem? Blah, blah, blah. You wanker.
Ooh.
And then, no Harry Potter for me.
Did you get in trouble with your mum?
Oh, my God. I tried to lie. I tried to be like, oh, school was not open. She said, yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got in trouble.
That beat must have been...
Yeah, the beat was sweet.
Was hot.
It was a hot beat. A shaka on the beat. It was a hot, hot beat, bruv.
Oh, God.
But that's why I am not a Harry Potter kid.
Yeah, that's the end
of that story.
Yeah.
So Stranger Things, this episode, how do we say how it ends without messing up the set?
I don't know if we can.
Okay.
I don't know if we can. And honestly, I feel like, okay, I'm going to really try not to say... We're not going to say too much in this episode. Obviously, it's just come out today. People are going to need a long time to watch it because, as you've mentioned previously, each episode is long.
It is. Oh my God.
Like, the first episode is about an hour and 15.
Yes, it is.
You've got episodes that are going, that the time is like, you know, hour and a half, hour 40. Like, these are like feature-length
films.
Films.
Yeah, every time.
They are. And to be honest, like, each episode stands alone as it could be like its own little film. I don't actually know the reason for why they did that. I might actually ask work. But yeah, they are long. So take your time. This is not the kind of thing, unless you are very dedicated, that you can binge in like a night.
Yeah, it's definitely not a binge show.
No, it's really not. Like, take your time. So we can't talk about it too much because, yeah, but the end of the first episode is absolutely mad. I was so scared. I couldn't even. I was watching on my iPad. I was standing. If you even saw, you would have hated this.
How are you?
You saw the way that I was watching it. My iPad was like near my bed, and yeah. I was standing near the door. And I was like, oh, I couldn't. I was too scared. I was so scared.
I love things like that. But you know, I don't want to look, but genuinely, I really want to.
Yeah. And I hate when, so there's a lot of, because of the different realm and like the upside down and blah, 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 and the demons, there's a lot of switching between realities. Like, you don't know what's real.
Mm-hmm.
That freaks me out so much. Mm-hmm. I get so stressed out. But yeah, man, I mean, look, Stranger Things, it's iconic. Whether you like it or not, it is an iconic Netflix show. It's one of the shows where it's like, makes me proud to work at Netflix. Because I'm like,
I know, definitely. It feels like as iconic as Thingy felt. Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black, 100.
Yeah, it feels as iconic as that. It feels as staple as that. It feels like, yeah, this is a Netflix classic.
Yeah.
And I love that for Netflix for having classics.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
It's quite nice that you have a thing that's like, yeah, this is ours, we did this.
I agree.
So well done whoever commissioned that and picked that up, because what still?
Shout out you.
Like, shout out you. I had another point about it. And the point is, I think I might be convinced to watch it. I think I might go back to the start. I know. I feel like it might take me a year to watch it. Like you said, it's not a binge-worthy thingy. And there's certain shows that I literally watch one episode a week.
Yeah, yeah. I think you'd have to take your time. But I do think you would like it.
Yeah, because it's not as sci-fi-y as I thought. I thought it was really, really sci-fi-y.
Mm-hmm.
And of all the genres, I honestly think sci-fi is the worst one.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
What would you say was your least favourite genre?
Horror, obviously. Actually, that's a lie.
No, because you enjoy reading horror.
I think that's so true. Ooh, yeah, I do actually like horror because I think storylines are great. The writing's usually really good. What is my least favourite genre? I don't like period very much. So The Crown is a huge outlier for me because I don't like period. And to be honest, okay. I'm actually not, I don't dislike it, but I would say my least favourite is probably rom-com. I know. I don't love rom-coms. I wouldn't go to watch one. Like in cinema. Or action, maybe?
Why?
Action's obviously at the bottom, yeah.
Why do you hate rom-coms?
I don't hate rom-coms.
Why would you not watch rom-coms? Okay, here's the game.
I've watched rom-com that you wrote.
Let's rate the genres.
Oh!
Okay. So how many would you say there were altogether?
That's a good question. I don't know.
How many do we know? If there's more, don't you dare correct me.
Yeah, okay, so.
I don't want to hear it.
Comedy.
Okay.
Rom-com.
Yeah.
Horror.
Yeah.
Thriller.
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi.
Yeah.
Is drama a thing?
Drama? Yeah.
Period.
Okay.
Yeah, because period is like, you know, like Marie Antoinette or the other one with Mr. Darcy, Pride and Prejudice and that.
Okay, apparently there's 4 to 7 according to Google. We're not doing that.
Okay.
So there is drama, action, horror, thriller,
mm-hmm.
comedy, western, romance, sci-fi, and romantic comedy. Let's list those.
Okay, nice. Right. Okay, so at the bottom, western.
Yeah, actually, fuck that shit.
The only western I've ever watched and liked was The Harder They Fall.
And Wild Wild West.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. But they were both like plays on the traditional western.
Yeah, that's true.
So western's at the bottom for me. No offence. Wait.
So is it western and then romantic comedy?
Is there not action on there?
There is action.
Action is next.
Do you know what it is about action? Ultimately, they're not written well.
Mm.
Let's be honest. Let's just be honest. The storyline is shit.
Not less.
It's just fight scenes. You just need fight scenes.
Yeah.
You can put anything in between a fight scene.
Mm.
And people are just gagging for the fight scene.
That's true. Also, I do feel like I have been traditionally like sort of ousted out of action because they're promoted so predominantly towards
men. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that doesn't feel like it's for me.
So,
so action is net. Western at bottom, then action. What else we got?
Sci-fi, drama, romantic comedy, and comedy.
It's hard because also I don't even know whether I think that Strange Things is sci-fi. I don't really know.
See, that's the thing.
Is.
I didn't think it was I thought it was going to be more sci-fi.
You thought, right, you thought it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's quite thriller-esque.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's like a cross between, it's like a, I don't even, yeah, thriller, sci-fi, drama. There's a lot. I don't really know what it is. But yeah, I'd probably say traditional sci-fi would be next to me.
Yeah. It's just always felt so like, oh, what is happening?
Yeah, there's two. And also, I get too scared because it freaks me out.
So we've been told about another genre called art house.
Yeah.
Art house is a film genre which encapsulates... I'm not reading that shit, bruv. There's not a word here I can pronounce. encompasses films where the content and style, often artistic or experimental, are due with little compromise as possible to filmmakers' personal artistic vision.
Okay.
So basically, if I write something about my life, it's exactly like that. So you can't add anything else to it. It's exactly that.
Baby, I couldn't
even tell
you.
That's
just
shit genre.
Right.
But I think rom-coms is my favourite.
Okay.
Then drama.
Okay, yeah.
I really like drama.
Oh, we should have gone from the best to the worst.
Yeah. Really, really enjoy drama. And
I love a good drama.
Yeah, just like a proper, like...
I think drama is my favourite.
Yeah, drama is sick. Mm. So rom-com, drama.
Mm.
Weirdly, I don't find most comedies funny.
I was going to say that I actually really like the genre, but I find it so hard to find a good comedy.
Yeah.
What is your favourite comedy, if you could... It's hard to pick one out of the
blue. Oh, that is hard. What, film, TV show? That's such a hard question.
That's a really hard question, actually. I would say film. Do you know why? It's because I'm thinking of, like, comedies that have surprised me that I thought weren't going to be as great, like We Are The Millers. Have you watched We Are The Millers?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I have.
That's
I
think it
have.
Might still be on Netflix, and it stars Jennifer Aniston and a man whose name I forget. But that is surprisingly funny. When they surprise me, I like them.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm like, meh.
But sci-fi is the bottom of the barrel for me. I like respect to everybody that makes it, because I'm sure it's really hard, but I don't give a heck of shit.
Really?
For me.
Yeah. To me.
To me. That's, I just think it tries to be so much more clever than what it is.
Right. Yeah.
Like, ooh. Computers.
If you got a man tomorrow who loved sci-fi, are you...
That's not my business,
you
know.
Would you not get it? Have you not...
No, I've gone past that.
Really?
I've gone past trying to make someone else's interest my interest. I used to be like that.
Interesting.
But I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I used to be like that, because let me tell you, the amount of fucking anime I've watched in my life, sake of these fucking men that love anime. Oh!
Yeah.
Death Note, I watched all of that in about 2 days.
It's because I don't expect them to be interested in my interests.
Because they're not going to be.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, why should I be interested in yours?
That's true.
Let's all have our separate lives.
Okay, so your fave is romance and your worst is sci-fi.
Yes.
My fave is, drama, and my worst is, Western.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay. What else have you been watching on Netflix?
So, I have been watching one episode from Love, Death and Robots. It's called Hibaro, but it's spelled J-I-B-A-R-O. So Love, Death and Robots, if you don't know, is like an anthology series. So like there's... Have you heard of it?
My favourite kind of TV show is anthology series.
I know, but you will struggle with this because it is animated. I know. But it's not animated
like
in the... No, it's not animated in the cartoon way. It's very like life...
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like
life-like.
Yeah. So it's an anthology series. You can pick and choose whatever episode you want. They're all standalone. And I actually decided to watch it because I saw a clip from this episode go viral on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? So basically, this episode is about a siren. You know how sirens, they sing and then they can like kill the sailors that are like...
Okay,
yeah. So there's like a siren who's in this river and she's covered in gold.
Mm.
And she like, whenever the basically these soldiers come and they like try and rob the land and like rob the gold and stuff like that. And so she, every time she opens her mouth, she projects this noise and they basically go in the river and drown themselves.
Okay, oh wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. And she meets this other soldier who comes and she does her little thing, like her routine, entices him in, blah, blah, blah. But for some reason, he doesn't go into them. She's like, what's going on? And she discovers that the reason he does that is because he's deaf. And so, basically, I don't want to ruin it because, I mean, it's a short episode, but the way that it ends, there's like a betrayal on both parts. Because they essentially have this moment where it kind of looks like they've fallen in love.
Okay.
And there's a betrayal where, like, he essentially does something awful to her and then she retaliates. And then it's the end. It's really, really good. It's beautiful. I couldn't give too much of a spoiler of what it's about because they're short episodes, but I recommend watching that. If you're only going to watch one thing from Love, Death and Robots, I would watch that.
Love, Death and Robots. Is that a series? Is it an episode?
So that was an episode, but it's in a series.
In a series.
Yeah.
It's
and
series.
This is the Oh God, I feel like this might be the third season of Love, Death & Robots, maybe even the fourth. It's been going on for time. Weird.
I've never heard about it.
Honestly, it's so mad.
Love them hidden gems.
You genuinely, I'm going to recommend one of them to you because there's another episode from a couple of seasons back called The Witness.
Okay.
And it's really, really good. It's just really well written. I really respect people that can write shorts. Basically,
yes, yeah.
Really
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been watching. That's my recommendation for
and
this
And also,
week.
The sea person you talks about speaks, like, really sounds like a mythical character that Nigerians or Africans refer to as Mammy Water.
Oh,
so
we
have a huge thing about the sea and being really scared of water because there is this idea there's a Mammy Water and Mammy Water entices you with her dancing or whatever and then kills you.
Yeah, that's literally what it is.
That's the whole vibe of what a Mammy Water is. And Mammy Waters are beautiful in this myth. That many people believe is true.
I'm going to show you a clip of this after we finish recording because I think you would really like it. But yeah.
Okay, cool.
Good parallel.
I've been back to watching Working Mums.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favourite series on Netflix.
What season is it on now? It's been going on for a while.
Yeah, I think like season 5 or 6.
Oh,
I
wow.
think. Yeah. It's been a while. And what I love about it is they don't make you wait too long for it.
Mm.
Like, it's like a couple of months and then it'll be back.
Yeah.
It is such a fun, easy watch.
Mm.
Like, it's so interesting. I think the whole series is about, I think, 4 or 5 women who are mums, obviously. And they are, like, working mums, all in different situations. Some are married, some are getting a divorce, and blah, 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 blah. And this season, we have a few twists and turns. And the introduction of a black mum. Actually, no, she was introduced last season.
Okay.
Which is actually really great. And this lady, and again, don't expect me to remember characters' names. In books, films, television, or anything, because I just don't.
Yeah,
I just don't remember character names.
Very fair.
But she's the only black woman there, so you recognise her. She's there, and she's this like working high-fly woman who cares about her job. She's a publicist, and just all of those things are really, really important to her. And then eventually, she wants to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And like for the longest time, she kind of just didn't. She was kind of waiting for the right man to come along. And that didn't happen for her, so she decided to do it by herself. And there is this scene, and I haven't been shocked by a scene in a very, very long time. And she's now pregnant and is in at the doctor's getting, like, they've got the thingy in her.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor is someone that she's very attracted to. And he basically, like, gets her off. It's with the little, like, baby video thing.
Oh.
And she orgasms. I literally was like, what?
What?
Like, I had to, like, rewind it to be like, wait, did that just happen? Did I miss that?
As in, is he doing it on purpose?
So, initially, he's not, but then he's seen her reaction, clocks her reaction, and he just has a field day in her vagina with the camera, and she orgasms from it, and then, yeah.
So, do they get together? Please say yes.
So, then after that, he asks her for a date, because, of course, you can't make me come and not ask him for a date.
Oh, my word.
So he asks her for a date and she's now dating him. And it made me realise, like I've seen, there's a film like, in that sort of world as well, which is like this independent woman, whatever, decides to have a baby herself and then someone comes along.
Yeah.
And it goes into that saying that I hate and I wanted to know what you thought about it.
Mm.
It's when you're not looking is when it comes.
I hate. My friend literally said that to me
the other
day.
So many times. I'm not looking.
Like,
then.
I couldn't be... At this point, I've literally been blind for about 15
Come
years.
Come then, I'm not looking.
What do you want me
I'm
to
really
do?
I'm busy with work. I'm not thinking about it. I don't even want it right
that
now.
That is not true. Also, it's so completely contrasting to the other advice that people who are in relationships give you unrequited, which is you need to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
You need to put yourself out there more, you know? What are you doing? Are you on Hinge? Are you on the apps?
There's a new app I saw billboard for my way here.
Oh, Thursdays.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm, yeah. I might be on it. I like it.
It's not an app though.
Oh yeah, what is it?
You go to a bar.
No, not club nights. Yeah,
and it's like a bar night where everyone's single at the bar.
Mm. I just worry about the age though. But apparently they do 25s up, but it needs to be more like 30s up. Do you know what I mean?
It's interesting.
Mm, yeah, but yeah, I absolutely hate that phrase too. But that. So what episode was that?
No, it doesn't do anything for
Freezer.
You.
Freezer. Okay.
You're just shocked by it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't do anything for you.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, yeah.
There is one show on Netflix, though. Boy.
What is it?
So the whole of Sex Life, right? It was fine. Like, Sex Life wasn't fine, whatever.
Okay.
Just one scene on that show. Chef's Kiss.
Is it?
Sensational.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very good. But outside of that, the show's just a bit, it's just loads of sex in it.
Okay.
Did you watch Sex Life?
I didn't, no.
Oh, it's so raunchy.
Is it?
Like, I remember watching it during the day and had my curtains open. And I was like, I had to draw my curtains because so naughty watching it.
What a little home.
Yeah, like, you felt really naughty watching it. It's a very naughty show.
Damn.
Yeah, but like, it's fine.
What
it's a good watch.
Is that I just, again,
imagine
for
if
research.
I knew. Season 1, I think it's episode 4, about 43 minutes in.
Not the 43 minutes in.
I'm kidding. Oh, am I? But yeah, Working Moms, I think it's sick. It's really good TV just to have in the background and watch. It's nice, easy watch. You feel good about it.
Nice.
It's funny. Yeah, I think I enjoy it. Every season. I have not enjoyed not one season.
That's true.
I really, really like it.
You
yeah.
are a big proponent of
I talk about it all the time.
Yeah. Okay, so we are leaving you with that this week. Short but sweet, because we want you to get on with watching Stranger Things.
Oh, and also the next, my next guest is back. And I really, really, really enjoy that.
But what, so with my next guest, is it a season and each of them is like, it's an episode of, how many episodes are in a season or is it just one?
I'm not too sure.
Because I saw a clip of him talking to Billie Eilish.
Season four's actually got a really good lineup. He's got Billie Eilish, Will Smith, Cardi B, Ryan Reynolds, Kevin Durant, and Julia Louis Dreyfus. I don't know.
Lady from SNL. Seinfeld.
Oh, I thought it was SNL.
Wait, Julia? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, how the hell does one get that job?
Mate.
That is my dream.
Like, getting to actually interview people and talk to them is...
That is my dream job. How do you get that job?
And also, Gina, Dave is so good at it. Oh, my God. He is so fucking good at it.
Damn.
Like, he's that kind of person that feels like, oh, I never thought I'd ever talk about that.
Yeah.
But there was this time when this happened to me, and now you're just talking and telling him everything.
Yeah.
And I love that he goes into their space.
Yeah.
The one of Ryan Reynolds, I saw a clip of it. It's so lovely.
Mm.
It's just like, it's such a good, I think he's so, so good.
Oh, I also wanted to say that Stranger Things season four is broken up into two. So we have the first batch, which will, you'll have a lot
I've got, but why do you not do that? It is so jarring.
I'll be honest, I don't know why we did this. I don't know the answer.
How many episodes are in the first batch?
I don't remember.
Okay.
So, great. Seen two batches. So the first batch is obviously out today, so watch that. Also, have a stab at that episode from Love, Death and Robots, Hibaru. Also, Working Moms.
Working Moms. And my next guest.
My next guest. And also, season one, episode four, 43 minutes in.
Have a good time.
Right, so where are we going to find you, T, on the internet?
You can find me at Tolly_T on Instagram and good old Twitter.
You can find me at Smargina, that's G-E-N-A, on Instagram, Twitter and TikTok. And as I mentioned, it's going to be a great time on at Netflix UK, on Twitter, Instagram, at Netflix, on TikTok.
Also, be sure to use the hashtag 1010 would recommend and tell us your favourite genres.
Yeah.
Or anything else we spoke about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to see your top five of genres. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I agree. So we can slag them off.
Okay, yeah. Bye.
Bye.